Hello and welcome to It's Your Health. Today we're going to be talking about an innovative Audubon program that connects elders with Alzheimer's to the outdoors while creating healthy bird habitats. And I'm so thrilled to have Ken Elkins from the Audubon with us to talk about this very important issue. Hello there, Ken. Welcome to It's Your Health.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's so nice to have you on. I think this sounds like such a fantastic idea. Tell us how this came to be.
Well, working here at National Audubon Society, Randy Griffin is an expert in dementia care, and she was working with the Greenwich Woods and Hamden Healthcare facilities here in Connecticut, and she called us, the bird experts, to help set up bird feeding stations to be as an extra recreation activity with those facilities. Once I got there and met with some of the residents, I could see that there was quite a bit of potential. And I was able to get funding through a Together Green program funded by Toyota, where they encourage small nature centers like myself to find programs to reach new and underserved audiences.
I see.
So,
no,
I was able to take 18 months and actually develop a whole curriculum that brings birds inside to help those people with dementia brighten up their days and improve their mood.
Oh, that's so nice. This is called the Bird Tales Program, T-A-L-E-S. And what I really love is that it for me, nature is just so incredibly empowering and healing, and to have folks out there. And I know that the Audubon president and CEO, David Yarnold, said that nature is one of our best medicines. So I'm sure it must be working very well, and there must be a really lovely connection.
It's been really exciting to get to interact with the residents at these facilities and see some of them really start to connect with birds more. And those that don't seem to interact with much of anything, that dementia has certainly taken a toll on their bodies, to then come up right next to them and play the sound of a cardinal who sounds like he's saying, "I'm purdy, purdy, purdy." And they open up their eyes first, and I play it again and say, "Can you hear him saying, 'I'm purdy, purdy, purdy'?" And they look at me, and you can tell that they're starting to respond and hear those sounds. And with other residents, I've been able to get them to tell me stories about their childhood, that they got in trouble for not doing their chores because they were out in the backyard watching the birds and singing back to them and whistling to them.
Oh.
So that's where the Bird Tales name came from, is that we're using birds to help trigger some memories for these people with Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's great. Now tell us about the newly released Bird Tales kit. What comes in that?
Working with Randy Griffin, we were able to write about a 50-page training manual that working with audiences with dementia is certainly a new concept for environmental educators and for people who already work in recreation staff at long-term care facilities. They're not very comfortable with talking about nature outside quite often. So the book starts off with how to attract the birds to the property around the long-term care facility or around your home. And then it goes into a little bit of how to bring birds to people with dementia, to have them hold on to a bird model and look at bright, colorful photos to make it a very sensory experience for them, and resources on how to find bird sounds on the internet or with our Audubon plush bird models so that they can bring that and bring it to life for them.
I love those plush Audubon birds by Wild Republic. My daughter has one, and she loves it.
Oh, yes. There's a whole collection in my house with my daughter as well. And the Bird Tales kit, we also put together a 20-minute training video that was funded by those original four facilities that I worked with, Greenwich Woods and Hamden Health and Candlewood Valley here in Connecticut. They taped the program for 6 months, and we put together a how-to, the best parts of the program, that there's a lot of simple things that people should be thinking about bringing the birds down to their level, and how to be able to, the simple reactions to have that quite often people with dementia ask the same questions over and over again. And to them, it's the first time they've ever asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to treat them like it's the first time they've ever asked it. Or they might not recognize that it's a bird in their hand. So how to help them through that process of getting to experience the birds a little bit more. And we were lucky enough to have this whole toolkit published, and it's now available online through Health Professionals Press.
Oh, great. Well, I think it makes so much sense in terms of the whole sensory experience. You've got the touch, you've got the hearing, you've got the visual with the colors of the bird, and to really get them in that moment, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes. I start off just about every program introducing the residents. I pass each of them their own Audubon bird to hold on to. And I explain to them I want them to hold on to that bird because that's how I got started studying birds when I was 10 years old. It was this little black-capped chickadee had hit its head on the window at my grandmother's patio when I was 10 years old visiting her. And my grandmother taught me how to hold on to the bird, and I got to feel how soft he was and watch his eyes blink while he was in my hand. And I have them look at the eyes of the model. And then I saw him yawn a little bit, so seeing his beak open up and noticing the shape of the beak, because all the different birds have different shaped beaks for what they eat. And then noticing the color patterns. And as he flew away, then he sang. And we start to recognize the sounds of the birds. And a lot of the birds, we can make up little phrases for what they say. People recognize a turkey or a crow quite easily, but it's really simple to recognize these other whistles-like sounds as well.
Oh, I like that. And that recognizing is so important, isn't it, with the dementia, you know, to keep their brains active and to get them connected to something. And again, like I said, I think the nature aspect is really important. Talk to us about the Audubon. I mean, we've all heard of it, but tell us a little bit more about what else you folks do.
Well, yes, National Audubon Society has been around for well over 100 years. We have 43 Audubon centers across the country, three of them here in the state of Connecticut where I work. And the Audubon in Greenwich was our first Audubon center in the early 1940s. Through our Audubon centers, we reach hundreds of thousands of school children and summer camp kids, and also do programs for adults as well. And we also have a network of about 500 chapters where people who are interested in bird watching can get together with other like-minded individuals and go for hikes and have monthly meetings where we bring in experts to learn more about the birds in our area or birds that you can see when you go on an exotic trip to Belize or something like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And those members, after getting more interested in birds, then they become more interested in conservation actions, and it's through our chapters and volunteers that are Audubon centers that we're able to help maintain and be stewards for our larger network of important bird areas across the United States.
Oh, that's great. I'm wondering, are there programs for this, like kids that have special needs or learning issues or anything to help them? Because I have a daughter on the spectrum, and I'm just thinking I could see something like this being really effective for them as well.
I did try that a year ago here at my Audubon Center. I worked with the local youth and family services for a program called Touch of Nature.
Oh.
And the most important part was that it was small groups, and we had a therapist with me along the way to help when things could start to be challenging. But going outside and just looking under logs for salamanders, everybody, it was a new experience, so it leveled the playing field.
Oh, cool.
And everyone got to have the same experience. Or we also worked with families that were fractured and were trying to heal together. And we went along and we would go for a hike, and when we found a certain group of animals, I would explain the family life of those animals. And that would make connections for them to talk about, well, I wish my family was a little bit more like that. And it would be a chance for them to talk without having to specifically sit on a couch and be asked a question. The conversation happened more naturally.
It's so funny, Ken. I was about to say that. It does. It's going to flow more naturally, and it's not going to feel like they're being barraged with questions and, you know, they're confused about their emotions. But here it's just like they're out in nature and you're just talking. I think that's awesome. It's so amazing all the different things that they can do. Was there anything else you wanted to add today about the program?
Well, the Bird Tales program, we're excited that the Toyota Together Green program was able to fund my time to be able to really make this a opportunity for everyone to now be able to duplicate the program. And finding that Bird Tales Toolkit online at Health Professionals Press is only $90, so it's a really small investment for any long-term care facility to be able to take this activity on. And if people want to be able to see that impact, it's great to hear the story here on radio. But if you'd like to see one of our programs in action, visiting our website, birdtales, T-A-L-E-S www.audubon.org, we've been able to videotape the program, and you can see the reactions on the people's faces like I was describing this morning.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what if you're not with the facility and you just have an elder loved one with dementia or that you want to just get the kit for? Can you do it with them one-on-one?
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
To make it accessible for anyone to be able to duplicate the program, whether you're a bird expert or not, in the kit, I also created these bird cards, bright, beautiful photos of the cardinal on the front. And on the back, whoever is doing the talking can read. I've made a cheat sheet of what to look for on the bird and what visual things to cover and what the sound of the bird sounds like it's saying, so that you can hear the bird over and over again and have them sing along with the model. And then what to feel on the bird for those that might be more sight impaired, that we try to make it more sensory rather than talking about all the natural history of the bird, which some people like that interaction, but especially for those in the end stages of dementia, what's really important for them is to have some sort of experience that helps improve their mood, and that improvement in mood is what sticks with them for the rest of the day.
Ah, I see. I love that. Well, Ken, I'm so glad you came on. Give us the website one more time.
It is birdtales, birdtales.audubon.org.
Well, thank you so much for all the wonderful work you do. And obviously, you're a very creative person to have come up with this great concept and put it together. Thank you so much, Ken.
Thanks for helping us share with everyone else.